Offside Michelle.
Michelle. Okay, I'll get you. Huh? Father, I thank you for Michelle. I think it was called God that's on her life. Thank you, God, that you have something wonderful in store. Hallelujah. I see you driving on the highway, and I see two speed bumps. The Lord says he's going to want you to slow down a little bit to go over the bump, because from a distance, they look like bumps. When you get closer, actually bigger. But the Lord is going to give you the ability to maneuver in such a way that you can actually get over these two things. And once you do, it's clear sailing ahead. I see the Lord opening the hood and putting a bigger engine in your car, and I see you just ripping down the road with power and strength and speed and agility. I see that these things that are bringing like a blockage soon will be over, says the Lord. And the Lord is bringing restitution and resolution to these things that are stopping in your way. But the Lord says that even though for a time it looks like you won't have any control, the Lord says, it's okay, I have control. There's going to be a time when you're just going to need to break loose. And as you do, you just leave that behind and God will take care of it. But the Lord is with you. I see you increasing in ministry, increasing in the gifts God has given you with boldness to preach the word. God is putting a bigger engine in your car, which is your ministry. There's two little inconveniences that are coming up. Once you go past them, you're going to see it's really not that difficult. You're going to be able just to release and just to go. And as you go, you're going to see God's going to begin to open up doors for you to minister. It's going to start slow, but then it's going to accelerate really quickly. And God's giving you an anointing of compassion to bring healing to broken people. There's a compassion that from the things that you have experienced and you are experiencing, that breaking of your heart God is using. Because compassion is going to flow. As your heart breaks, compassion will flow like a river. And it's that compassion when you lay your hands on people and they're going to see the compassion that's going to cause the heart of God to move and for healing, physical healing to come. God has called you to bring physical healing to a heart of compassion, says the Lord.